Ches Adar, Friday the 27th of February, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Parshas Zocho.
Just heard that Purim is Chol HaMoed, so when does Yontov start? I don't know. I thought you spoke about making laundry and ironing and haircuts. I wonder if you got a long Purim. You're so hectic on Purim. Anyway, preparation of Purim is zicher Parshas Zocher, because the whole inyan of Purim is given Mechias HaMoloch, Haman, and in the mitzvahs eser, the rites according to Baal Shita, tomorrow we read the Parshas Zocher, which is to remind us of the Mechias HaMoloch, the mitzvah which we have to wipe out the koyach of HaMoloch, and it seems, in Chazal Zong, this is a continued fight. It will never stop. Bis Mashiach wird kommen, ein Hashem sholem, ein Akisa sholem, at she'emche ezicher amolek zog de Rabbeinu Shaloylom. That the Kisei, the throne of the Rabbeinu Shaloylom, and the name of the Rabbeinu Shaloylom will not be complete until Mechias Amolek, until the complete koyach of Amolek, the koyach of evil, the koyach of Ra will be wiped out be'ezer Hashem, the Mashiach had come. Rashi zogt, everyone knows the Rashi, Asher korcho baderech. Somehow Amalek made a korcho on the way when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Asher korcho baderech. What does it mean? So Rashi dova acha. So Rashi loshen koir vechoim. Asher korcho is a loshen, an expression of coolness. What was the coolness that Amalek created? When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, all the nations of the world were afraid of Klal Yisrael. No one dared to fight Klal Yisrael. And Amalek came and through the melchama of Amalek to Klal Yisrael, other nations followed. So the Rashi Moshele Ambat Yerushachas, you have a burning hot bath. She'ein kol beriye yechoylo leiret betoicho. No one can go or has ever been in such a hot bath, in such hot water. Bobem bliral echot. So someone came, kofatz ve'yorad letoicho. He went into the hot bath. Aber bishenichve, he got burned. Aber hikro oisom bifnei acherim, he cooled it off for other people. So the kasha is why? You see someone going into the hot water, and he gets totally burned. Don't know what's great, but bishenichve, he gets burned. So why does it become cool for other people to go into the baths, to go into the hot water? I would have thought the opposite. Before he went in, everyone knew you're not allowed to go in, but no one saw the effect of going into the water. Someone goes into hot water and gets burned. This is a reason to cool off people. The kinds of the pshat is azoi. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. The whole world knew of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then came Kriyas Yamsuf. Every glass of water in the world had Kriyas Yamsuf. So everyone and anyone knew of the ness of Kriyas Yamsuf. The name of the Ribbono Shel Olam was so renowned in the world that everyone knew there's a Ribbono Shel Olam and there is a Klal Yisrael. No one dared to fight Klal Yisrael. Why? Not because they were afraid of Klal Yisrael, because they realized and recognized the greatness of Hashem. They recognized the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Now came Amalek, and he fought with Klal Yisrael. Vayechlash Yehoshua es Amalek. Yehoshua overpowered Amalek. But from now on, why wouldn't the nation fight with Klal Yisrael? Because they saw that they are losing, not because of recognition in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through Amalek, the whole situation changed from Yiras Shomayim, from realizing and recognizing the greatness of Hashem, to simple be afraid of Klal Yisrael because you're going to lose the war. So Sua Molik, the greatness, the Shem Sholim, and the Kise Sholim of Hashem is schwacher geworden. And that's the Aver of Amalek. There was the hot water. She ain't called Berge Yecholo Leret Besoycho. No one ever went into this water. So why did he know he can't go into the water? Did no one went there? What did he know? He knew it's an epis. I don't know what it is, but it's dangerous. It went from generation to generation. My father told me, my Zeder told me, you don't go into this water. It's gefährlich. Then someone goes in and gets burned. Why wouldn't you go into the water? Because you get burned. It's a different reason. It's not anymore something which you respect, something which you got the mesuras from generation to generation that you can't go into the water. It's because you get burned. So he changed it, changes the vision and the reason why not to go into the water. Amalek took away the once in a lifetime opportunity when the nation have realized the gewaltige godless Hashem, the animamim be'emuna shelemo shaboyro yizboro shemoy huboyro manik, the opportunity of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, which will never be as great till Mashiach will come. And it took away the opportunity of seeing and believing and recognizing godless Hashem. So the Eibishter ein Hashem sholem, ve'ein kisei sholem. The throne of Hashem will never be the same as it was by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, by the nations of the Goyim, until Mashiach will come. The Kvoit Shomayim, the Alkein Nikavlocha Hashem, Olekein Liras Meiro, Bislif Eres Uzecho, Uvechein Tim Pachtecho, Amalek took away. They lost the war. And the nation was still afraid of Klal Yisrael. They were afraid of Klal Yisrael. Of a nishda hakore in godless habuire. So Amalek took away the emunah which the nations of the world were zoiche through Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So Simechias Amalek to put back the koyach of emunah. Und Rashi sucht noch Abschad, oder die Welt sucht noch Abschad. Mekare Rabatje, he cooled off. So what? Warmth in Yiddishkeit, alertness in Yiddishkeit is a basis of Yiddishkeit. How can we go through the Nisyonis which we have in Golas? Because we have a warmth for a mitzvah. Kumt ha-Pesach, kumt ha-Shavuos, kumt ha-Purim. The excitement of the mitzvahs. The warmth to ha-Shabbos-Tish, ha-Lechodoidi. This is which keeps Klal Yisrael. My father was saying, gesund, said he was once by the Chazanish. And someone came to the Chazanish, he wanted to send his child to a certain place, which wasn't so Yiddish. And he told the Chaznish, I know my son. He will pull through. Er wird sein Erlach. Maybe his warmth will be cooled off. Aber wird bleiben Erlach. Und der Chaznish gesagt, Chamimus in Yiddishkeit is behorig ve'al yavoy. If you use your warmth, the geschmack, the brand, the alertness to Yiddishkeit, it's konus the foshes. Say a story that the Baal Shem, maybe I mentioned it once. Baal Shem HaKadosh once went with his Talmidim for a walk, and they came to an ice patch. and they threw a little schotzen lech, and on the iceberg they scratched out crosses. Tzlomi. They played around. But Baal Shem gesagt, as is ice, can we machen was me will mit dem. If it's icy, you can scratch whatever you want, even crosses. And the Yid wird kalt in Yiddishkeit, it's called the Fosh. Gotta be warm. It's gabe kari, lamud la avuida saboyr, it's not only the jumping out of bed. It's the warmth you get out of bed. Mit a warmkeit, muida ani lefonecho, mit a gewaldige brenn. To say once what the Kalina Chosid, think what the Kalina Chosid, the Kalina, when they daven, they jump and they schreien and they schocklen sich. In Kotsk, it wasn't the Minigla, in Kotsk, instead, they stood on their place, Shane, Rui, they daven, a different way, different derech in Avodas Hashem. To say it's Turk Mena, once the Kalina Chosid came to Kotsk of Shabbos. So he went to the Rebbe Erev Shabbos and he asked him, Rebbe, can I make my minig by Psuk and Zimba tomorrow morning and jump around and shrine and coilus of rocking? So the Koske Nishdo. He was up in Psuk and Zimba, Binoy, Ben Koinoy, you don't jump around. He nicht. Come the morning, the Kalino Chosef told to down, you can imagine yourself. Ashomai Mesap and Kroy Diel, he springt the town from one end to the other, to the other, he didn't even realize what he's doing. What did I do? Moirgas, after Dani, he runs to the Rebbe, and says, I will bet him, Chile. So the Rebbe, Chas V'Shono, what's the problem? So the Nobuchad, the Rebbe told me yesterday, Chas V'Shono, I don't mind someone ain't a davened. And the warmth of davening brings him out of the Kelim, other Rebbe. To prepare Erev Shabbos, you're going to jump tomorrow. This I didn't want. Aber b'shas macht a mitzvah. Und der Warmkeit von der mitzvah brings in his Eurus. Das ist die Melchome Lashem ba'amolik mit doir doir. The Amolik just wants to cool off. Take away the brenn von Yiddishkeit, the Warmkeit von Yiddishkeit. Das ist die Melchome. And he has many, many different ways. Milchome Lashem ba'amolik midoir doir. Every generation has its problems, its nisyonos. I remember once Reb Dovid Soloveitcher, my Rebbe, was Parshas Koirach. And he told us, I can't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu took out Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who went Bashomayim to bring the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Moiser HaToiro. And then comes Koirach. Would we have any Sveikis? Who of us would go with Koirach? I can't understand what it meant. What was the problem? What was the Nisoyen? Gedenka to David Geimfert. You know why you wouldn't have a problem? Because it's not your Nisoyen. It's their Nisoyen. Someone else's Nisoyen and Ishki Chochme. The yeshiva man cannot understand why the rich person doesn't give more tzedakah. The rich person can't understand why the yeshiva man doesn't learn more. Yenis Nisoyen and Ishki Chochme. It's the Nisoyen which you live. We don't understand the Nisoyen of 80, 90 years ago between World War I and World War II, which unfortunately took away many parts of Klal Yisrael. I doubt if they would understand our stupid nisyonos. It's always the nisyon we have to deal with. Milchome Lashem ba'amolik midoir doir. He comes in every generation with the nisyon of this particular generation. I remember once I spoke at a dinner. It was a very important dinner. I can't remember exactly what it was. So I told them, believe me, I'm sure. On the way to the dinner, everyone thought, it's a gewaltige mitzvah to be mechazek. Tomorrow, everyone will say, I should have supported last night. The chokhmah is now, when you have the nisoyin, when you have to write a check. After and before, shloi b'shas ha-nisoyin ha-nishki chokhmah. Avada, The young generation are very stupid and serious today. Technology dahin, technology herbs, azam befilam azar, narishkeit. But unfortunately, those who live with this nesoyin, it's very powerful. That's what a nesoyin is. Das ist der Amolik. Cool off. Sei nicht so die wahre Vergittigkeit. Take it easy. Nicht gefährlich. Doubt. Das ist der größte nesoyin. And there's another reason for the importance of alertness and warmness in Yiddishkeit. We have a gewaltige, vast responsibility to forward whatever we receive from our parents, from our zaydes. We are only another ring in the long chain. The chain goes from Matan Torah till Mashiach will come. Every generation is an added ring. And every ring has got to make it possible for the next ring to come on. We have an achrayas for the young generation. We have an achrayas for generations to come. How can we forward Yiddishkeit? Let's say we're going to pull through with kaltkeit, without alertness, without a brain, maybe we'll be able to pull through. But the children might not follow. If we make a Shabbos like a Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos table, man sitzt da schon beim Tisch, mit Zmires, mit Teure, Yeshua Simcha with every mitzvah which comes, then the children will follow. And the Tate comes around, oh, ich will weiter Shabbos, oh, it's a candle this and a candle this, and got the Shabbos table so tired of all the sleep. He doesn't do any avlus. But who knows what's going to happen with the children. They will only follow if they see a brem von Yiddishkeit. As is kosis lamoir, if it's with a lightness, with mesiras nefesh, then it's lahalo is ner tomid. The lightness of Torah will remain. If we do it in a way which hasn't got a brem, nicht in Kostis Lamoir, nicht mit der Leitness, mit der Brenn von Jüdischkeit, so the Ebeste helfen, what's going to happen. And there's another condition. Shemen Zayis Zoch. It's got to be crystal clear. Nicht in Taruves, Koidesh Vechoil. Kuloi Koidesh, Kuloi Feier zu Jüdischkeit. His Eureri, His Eureri. With an alertness, with a brenn, then Be'ezer Hashem, it'll go from door to door. Amalek maybe won't fight our generation, but he wants to fight the young generation. And he can only fight it through cooling off Mekarer Ambatye, through cooling off Yiddishkeit. Unfortunately, Tumah cools off Kedusha. What can we do? This is how the world is created. So the more Kedusha we put in, the more Yiddishkeit we put in, the more chance we have that will continue to our children and grandchildren. So it's a gewaltige Achreis. Der Moshe Feinstein Teich steht, U'bachartu b'chaim v'yilech, U'bachartu b'chaim. If you choose the way of life, it'll remain for your children. If you do Yiddishkeit because, oh, well, I have to do it, then that's not guaranteed. It'll be, you choose it because you know this is life. Das ist unser Leben. It'll remain with your children. Das ist ein gewaltiger Kreis on the older generation, if we were Zedas or the Tatas or the teachers. Der Brenn und der Warmkeit für Jüdigkeit, der Preparation für Shabbos, der Shabbos-Tisch, Chomt, Kugel, whatever it is. Aber mit der Brenn, mit der Jüdigkeit, der famous Sefer Yosef Oimetz, who was the first Yekische Rov, 400 years ago, in the time of his Yosef. And he writes, he doesn't say, Yosef Oimetz. Even in Deutschland, he writes that the Simchas Torah, given the dance of Simchas Torah was Pikuach Nefesh Mamesh. A Yeke. In the Kitzah, in the given dot, we also come from Yekes. On this new CD, I've got Boruch Hashem three Zedes there. Martin Rosenheim, the Moshe Bloy, and my Tata sein gesund, his father, Rabdovich Schlesinger. That was the Ashrei to Yosef Oimetz. I don't know how he called it. It was a special machel for Shabbos by day. A special, like we call chont or the kugel. Is there a special machel? What? Kartoffelsalat. You're absolutely right. Yo, then my father still does kartoffelsalat.
What did you say?
He said kartoffelsalat. Potato salad. So he said that the doctor, it saved a child from Yiddishkeit, in Yiddishkeit. Why? So at the time, unfortunately, the goyim used to have Yiddish kinder, and they got a group of Yidden, and it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they tried to calm them down, and they managed. Kum Shabbos Vito, the Chilul Shrine, with the kartoffelsalat. What's happening? Where's the chont? Where's the kugel? They couldn't calm them down, and they had to bring them back. The Krankheit, a filler von a Machel Shabbos, had the power to save the children. But unfortunately, we find in Parshas Bishalach, by the fight was Yeshua gehad mit Amalek, steht im Posel dort, Vayachloish Yeshua es Amalek ves Amoit lefi Chorev. Yeshua weakened Amalek. So do Rechaim HaKodesh. Yeshua terrible Admos Nefesh. He only managed Vayachloish Yeshua Samolik. He couldn't wipe them out. He was only able to weaken them. She had gewaltige Admos Nefesh. Und der Ebeste gesagt, Ksoiv zoi zikorem ba-sefer, v'sim ba-oznei Yehoshua. Tell Yeshua in his ear, Kimocha emcha azicher amolik. Feder Achaim, the sim b'ozni Yeshua, it's a private individual message for Yeshua. It's a message for Klal Yisrael. The sim b'ozni Yeshua. So the Rechaim, Yeshua was Moshe Nefesh himself to fight Amalek. And he didn't manage to wipe them out. He only managed Vayachloish Yehoshua. So Yedak was Nefesh. So the Rechaim tell Yeshua, don't tell Agmas Nefesh. He did his bit. Kimocha emche, I will complete the job. So the Eibishter, Kimocha emche zicha amolik. Unfortunately, as long as the Tzohar will be around, I heard a story last week, someone, Yossel Shemige met the Friedige Bobber Reber, Reb Naftulche Bobber, he saw him walking the street, on his own. So the Rebbe, geht allein. Well, we've seen the films that Größe Gdolim then gang allein. But today, a Rebbe geht mit der ganze. So he asked him, a Rebbe geht allein. So the nein, a Yid geht kein Mann nicht allein. A Yid never goes alone. So the Rebbe, the Ebbe, I don't know. You have to be sicher, the Ebbe should go, I have to be sicher. Oh, but it's a horror sicher. A Yid geht kein Mann nicht allein. As long and the Yitzhahor is around, it's a bitter fight. Vayachloish Yehoshua Samolik. We can push him off for now. He'll be back. But we shouldn't be meyuish. Simba ozni Yeshua, kimochei emchazor deibshne. I will complete the job. If you do your part, you fight them, you see them, you're alert to the dangers, or to the dangers what's around us. Then with the Eibishter machen kimoch emche, we have to do our bit by Yachos Yeshua Samolik. And the Gemara sagt in Sof Sukke, the Mashiach will come, it'll be the final days of Amolik, and they're going to shecht the Yitzhahore. So the Gemara, halolo boichim ve halolo boichim. The tzaddikim will cry when he shecht the Yitzhahore, and the Rishoyim will cry. The Gemara, why? The tzaddikim will cry, they'll see nidbalem kehar gevoya. They'll realize how great and strong the Yitzhahore is. And Rashi zogt, it'll come back to their mind, the gewaltige fight they had with this powerful mountain. And they can remember how hard it was. And this will make them cry. The Roshoyim will cry, Kechut Asayres, since Red, Gornisht. And they couldn't overpower him. Zokmum B'Sham HaNetziv, why by the Tzadik, it was Har Gevoya, in Badrosh, it's a Chut Asayres, since Red. Zokmum B'Sham said before, the Tzadik is still fighting the Yitzhahore. He still thinks that it's powerful. The Rosh made already the Avera, it's a sin said. I would say, you got a little bit of skin next to your nail. From Havdolah to Kabbalah Shabbos, it's a Chut Asara, it's a sin said. From Kabbalah Shabbos to Havdolah, it's a Har Gevoya, because it's in Israel. Whatever you want to do, it's in the way. What's in the way? Till Havdolah, it's in the way. Har Gevoya, the Nisoyen blinds us. It says, Gornish mit nicht. I was then once, I had by someone, and we had a meal, and then the lady gave us milky ice cream. Sure, and someone comes in, oh, I can't have the ice cream, I'm fleshig. I'm eating, I can't eat it. So I told him, I remember I told him, I hope it will be half as geschmack as you think. He couldn't eat it. So he took a thought, oh, their ice cream, if I'm going to have this ice cream, the ganze Welt. We ate the ice cream, so go on, Shachut HaSaira. We see it every day of the Beis HaLevi. People have an imagination, they need this special car, the new car which came out 6 months ago, he needs it. It'll give him life. It'll give him satisfaction. It'll give him a goalie life. Out! It'll give him up, he and his wife, so that happiness, he needs it. 3 days after he gets it, he's looking for the next one. So lo imale velo imoirit. Gashmi es kitnisht. It's an soyen. Be'emes is a chuta saire. Ruchnis is the opposite. Before you go to Shir, why should I go? What will give it to me? Yom HaShir, Nisht HaShir. All right, I'll go. You come to a Shir from Torah. After the Shir, I'm chai. Because this is our creation. This is our tachlis in life. I don't think that the time will be so happy and so satisfied than Motzei Yom Kippur, before we eat. Ruchnius, it's hard. Before Yom Kippur, we are nervous. But afterwards, Pavos, because Be'etzem, we are Ama Nifcho, we are Shemen Zai, Zoch, what the Medr Zocht, undiluted. And we have Ruchnius, it's us. Nisyoines Gashmius is not us. Chazal Zoch, Pogaloch Munubuze, you meet him, it's not us. Meile de Kuyach is to bring out our Pnimius. How do we do it? Parsha Zocho Purim Nichnes Yain Yotzosod. Our Pnimius comes out. Our pureness, our Kedusha, our Neshome. My Tata sein Sohn sucht alle Moschiten Zoya Alpi Zoya Yom Kippurim. What is the connection Yom Kippur to Purim? So the Chazal say Nichnes Yain Yotzosod. If someone drinks wine, he's pnimius. You'll see people, Yom Purim, when they get a bit drunk, not too much, or sees bekashres, he's yearning, he's a stoik, because I want to be Eilech Yid, Rebuyin Shaloylom, you see, Boch, I'm going to the rabbis, please give me a brocha, I should be Eilech Yid, I should be a Talmud Chochem. That's his pnimius. But unfortunately, you don't become a Talmud Chochem by a glass of wine. It's a long job. When you come to Yom Kippur, you have to fulfill what you wanted on Purim. Purim shows you pnimius. And you got time till Yom Kippur. If you want to know Erev Rosh Hashanah, what is my madrege? What can I get to? What's my goal in life? Go back to Purim, what he said, while the sod came out. So now our days, which are pnimius, is the most important part of our mitzvahs. Simcha, pnimius, mechias hamolek. That the Eibishter helfen, once we know and feel and have a yearning to Ruchnius, we'll be able to be zuche to it until Mashiach comes of the Ebesh to help him. Bar Yachloish, Yeshua, Samolik, making weak of a part in his trainers, Mosul Zicha sein, mit durch Simche besossoin, zu Bine besapira, und Bias Mashiach sit keinu, im Hero, wie Amenu, Amen. Heilige Furcht.